Now then, I got something here which I'm not sure how many of you are going to recognize. I realized as I was doing this, and especially as I was sitting back there and the things were happening around the congregation, I said, I wonder how many folks I'm going to be talking to today. But hey, Carter. Hey, Carter. Hi, Dad. Do you know what that is? Do you have any idea what that is?
Yeah.
It's a lock. Have you ever seen a lock at your grandpa's like that? Sometimes we use those to lock things in. We put them on the doors of the sheds and we try to lock things in. Sometimes when when we're bad, they'll use these things to lock us in, you know, so we can't get out. But sometimes it's to lock other things in. We use it. We'll put a lock on the outside of the door to lock things in. And then sometimes when we're inside, we'll take a lock like this and we'll put it on the inside of the door so nothing can get in where we are. So in that case, we're locking things out. The idea is that you can either use this to lock things in, or you can use it to lock things out. Okay? And one thing that this, I don't have with it, well, I didn't show you, is that there's another part to this, right? When you lock that, there's another part to it, and that allows you to, if I've got the right one here, that allows you to, that's not the one. What is this anyway? Do you know what that is? Yes. Very good. It's a key. It's a key. And you use that to, as I tried it this morning, you can use that key to open the lock, and then you can let the things that are in out, and you can let the things that are outside in. Well, now that's where I lose you. You know, you can think of a lock as being a lock on your heart. Oh, my. I wonder what that means. We talk about the things that are inside us, the things that we think and the things that we feel. We say those are in our heart. And to have things locked up in our heart means we're not letting them out. Or to have things locking out of our heart means we're not letting things outside of us get inside and inside where we feel things. And that can be a problem sometimes, especially because we've got there's a verse in the Bible that talks about Jesus standing outside a door and knocking and trying to get people to open the door and let them in. And we usually think of that as Jesus standing outside our heart and knocking and asking for us to open it up and let him come inside of us and make a difference in our lives. And so, what we need to remember is that we've got a lock that we can put on our hearts and on our lives that can keep things out, that can keep God from affecting our lives, and that can keep things in where they hurt us. And we've also got a key that we can open it up. And what I want you guys to remember is it's important to use that key. Actually, sometimes it's almost important to use that key and throw it away and keep your life open to God and to those that love you, like your parents and the people here at the church that are going to try to help you to grow up and know the things that you need to know. So keep your lives open to God and to those that are trying to help you. And also keep your lives open to, if there's something inside you that's hurting you, you can go to those people that are trying to help you, like Jesus and like your moms and dads, and let them know about it. Don't keep it locked up inside. Okay? Well, I thank you, little ones, and I want you to remember that you've got the key.